Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Deliverance of the Yamuna, Yamala Arjuna Trees, Text Number 9. Hanyate Pasavo Yatra Nirdayar Ajitatmabi Manyamanar Imam Deham Ajaram Ramrityu Nashvaram. Hanyate are killed in many ways, especially by slaughterhouses. Pashava, four-legged animals, horses, sheep, cows, hogs, etc. Yatra, wherein, nirdayai, by those merciless persons who are conducted by the mode of passion. Ajita atmabhi, rascals who are unable to control the senses. Manyamanai are thinking. Imam, this. Deham, body. Ajara will never become old or diseased. Amritu, death will never come. Nashavaram, although the body is destined to be annihilated. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Unable to control their senses, rascals, who are falsely proud of their riches or their birth in aristocratic families, are so cruel that to maintain their perishable bodies, they think they will never, that which they think will never grow old or die. They kill poor animals without mercy. Sometimes they kill animals merely to enjoy an excursion. Purport. When the mode of passion and ignorance increase in human society, giving rise to unnecessary economic development, the result is that people become involved with wine, women, and gambling. Then, being mad, they maintain big slaughterhouses to occasionally go on pleasure excursions to kill animals. Forgetting that, however one may try to maintain the body is subject to birth, death, old age, and disease. Such foolish rascals engage in sinful activities one after another. Being discretis, they completely forget the existence of the Supreme Controller, who is sitting within the core of everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishnati. That Supreme Controller is observing every bit of one's activity. And he rewards or punishes everyone by giving one a suitable body made of by material nature. Brahmayans sarvabhutani yantra rudani maya. In this way, sinful persons automatically receive punishment in different types of bodies. The root cause of this punishment is that when one unnecessarily accumulates wealth, one becomes more and more degraded, not knowing that his wealth will be finished with his next birth. Nisado manye yata atmano yam asanapi kleshada ashadeha. Animal killing is prohibited. Every living being, of course, has to eat something. Jivo jivasya jivanam. One should be taught what kind of food one should take. Therefore, the Ishapanishad instructs, tena taktena bunjitaha. One should eat whatever is allotted for human beings. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta priyachati taraham bhakti parhitam ashnami priyatatmanaha. One offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. A devotee therefore does not eat anything that would require slaughterhouses for poor animals. Rather, devotees like take prasad of Krishna. Tena taktena bunjitaha. Krishna recommends that one give him patram pushpam palam toyam, a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water. Animal food is never recommended for human beings. Instead, a human being is recommended to take prasad, remnants of food left by Krishna. Jagnat shishashina shanto mujante sarvakil vishai. One practices eating prasad. Even if there is little sinful activity involved, one becomes free from the results of sinful acts. Text again. Hanyate pasavo yatra nirdayar ajitatmavi manya manai imam deham ajaram ra mrityu nashvaram. Unable to control their senses, rascals, or falsely proud of their riches, or their birth in aristocratic families, are so cruel that to maintain their perishable bodies, which they think will never grow old or die, they kill poor animals without mercy. Sometimes they kill animals merely to enjoy an excursion. Takshi Krishna Namade Na Bravad Graham Indriyai Seva Mukhe Hijivado Swayam Eva Sparatida. That no one can understand Krishna with our dull senses. So dull senses include the mind. In other words, as long as the mind is unclear, it's not possible to experience Krishna. Just like it's not possible to enjoy eating food, prasad, if we have a glove on our tongue. It's necessary to take the glove off, and then we can taste the food. Similarly, as long as our senses, our spiritual senses, are covered by material contamination of the mind being contaminated, therefore it's not really possible to experience Krishna completely, or even to a small extent. And of all the sinful activities Krishna mentions, we have to control the tongue. And the tongue has two functions. One is to taste, and the other is to vibrate. Therefore, Krishna says, for the vibration, anuvegam karam vakyam, sattva priyahitam chayat, svayabhyasanam jaiva, vangmaya tapu uchite. Now, the austerity of speech is to say things which are truthful, beneficial, which are, according to scriptural injunctions, which don't agitate people's minds, sat, and which are pleasing. Satyam priya hitam chayat. So this is quite an austerity. If every time we say something, we try to meditate on what we should say which would be beneficial, what would be pleasing, what would be truthful, which would be according to Shastra, and which wouldn't agitate the other person's mind. So all these qualities contained together are called the austerity of speaking. And why is it difficult to speak properly? Because atyahara priyasas cha prajalta po niyamagraha. And Prabhupada ties it in here in this verse, because of the complicated society we've created. And why is it complicated? As I mentioned before, but it's always good to mention again, it's complicated specifically because we kill poor animals. We may think, considering that there is not a super soul watching everything we're doing, even thinking that there is no God in control, still, we know we have to eat in order to live, to survive. And everyone's primary interest in material life is to survive. And we have to survive by eating food. Food means for all the senses. But the main one is what we put into our mouth and chew, hopefully. So this is the main food. But of course, air is just as vital, if not more vital. We can live some month, a month, or some time more without food, but we can't live more than 3 minutes or so without air. Similarly, we can only live a few days without water. So this is also food. And if our senses are denied, if we can't see anything or hear anything, then we become crazy. Of course, we're already crazy, but we become crazier than we already are. So the senses require food. All the senses require food. But we can live the longest without food that we put into our mouth and we chew. Therefore, it's quite important. Anad bhavati bhutani, since Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita that all living entities subsist by food grains. Anad bhavati bhutani, parjana anasambhava. And food grains come from sacrifice. And sacrifice is born of man's prescribed duties. And the sacrifices depend upon chanting the Vedic hymns, or chanting in this age the Hare Krishna mantra. So speaking is very important. If we're not austere in our speaking, then there's no question of properly pronouncing the Vedic hymns. If we're not saying things which are beneficial to others, which are truthful, which are pleasing, which don't agitate people's minds, and which are actually according to the Vedic version, the Vedic knowledge, then it's not possible to perform sacrifice. And if we don't perform sacrifice, then manak prasadam samyatvam monamatma vinigraha bhava samshide ityaitad tapo manasam uchite. Then our consciousness, our mind becomes affected. And because our mind is affected, what we're perceiving becomes affected. Our consciousness becomes affected. So manak prasada, what is prasada? Everyone knows prasada means mercy, some prasada. Samyatvam, what does samyatvam mean? Actually, Bhagavad Gita is not just for a few people who give class. It's supposed to be our handbook for life, so we learn how to live life. But if we don't know what it says in Bhagavad Gita, how can we live life according to it? So this is telling us how to utilize our mind. Since we're carrying our mind, or our mind's carrying us everywhere, it would probably be a good idea to learn how to utilize it. Since we're going to have it, we've had it since time immemorial, and we have to improve it. So prasada means satisfaction, I think, but it's probably translated. Does anyone even know what the chapter is that this is found? Anyone here ever heard of the Bhagavad Gita before? Manak prasad is translated as satisfaction. Yes, satisfaction in the mind. Manak prasadam. Samyatvam, what does samyatvam mean? Take a guess. Samya, what does sama mean? What? That's soma, sama. Equanimity, actually, it says. But here it says being without duplicity towards others. In other words, when we see duality, then automatically, then we're being duplicitous. See what we can gain and what we're afraid of losing. But if we see everyone equally, then we can act without duplicity. Everyone, at least basically, is Krishna's eternal servant, because we should respond appropriately, but still we should see them as Krishna's eternal servant. Principally, as Krishna's eternal servant, being conditioned by material nature. Manak prasadam sam monam. What does mona mean? Yes, not talking prajapa. Manak prasadam samyatvam monam atma vinigraha. What does atma vinigraha mean? What's that? Yes, yes, yes. And vinigraha? That's a good guess. Control of the mind. Control. Monam is translated as gravity. Atma vinigraha. Of the self. Control of the self. In other words, do the right thing. Bhava samshudir itya tad. Samshudir. What does samshudir mean? It means we should do things that purify our consciousness. Tamo bana samshudir. Sam means complete. Shudi, shuda. Yes, so anything that completely purifies the soul. Tapo mana sam uchite. And satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control, purification of one's existence or austerities of the mind. So if we don't utilize the body properly, atyahara, if we eat too much or eat the wrong, or collect too much, if we collect too much, we'll probably eat too much in some way or another. Why would anyone want to collect too much unless they want to eat too much? Or it's eat in some way. Because we also eat with our intelligence, with our minds, with our vision, whatever. Atyahara, priyasas. Then there's over-endeavor. To collect too much, you have an over-endeavor. And then you have to engage yourself in so many different business deals, so many different negotiations. You have to say different things to get flatter people so they give you contributions. So then prajalpa. You have to tell people the truth. It is usually people will not give you a whole lot of money if you tell them the truth. But if you flatter them and cheat them, then they'll throw riches at you. So atyahara, priyasascha, prajalpa. And then there's prajalpa. And if there's prajalpa, then you don't know what to do and what's not to be done. Pravitim cha, navritim cha, jana navidur asara, esocham napichacharon, satyam teshu vidyate. They don't know what's to be done, what's not to be done, because they don't hear from people who know what's to be done, what's not to be done. So therefore they do things for wrong. And what's the beginning wrong things they do? Deva dvija pragya. Deva guru. Okay. Deva dvija guru pragya pujanam sochamarjavam brahmacharya himsam cha Sharira tapu uchate. So austerity of the body means to worship Deva, the principal Deva is Krishna. Dvija means the Brahmins who are representing Krishna, who are in the mode of goodness, who have contact with Krishna. And guru means one who gives instructions about how to become Krishna conscious, pragya, and learned persons. Pujanam, we should worship them. Socham, and we should become clean, internally and externally. So this is one of the two major brahminical qualities, truthfulness and cleanliness. Deva dvija guru pragya pujanam socham arjavam, and simplicity. If one is properly following guru, sadhu, and shastra, and all these worshipping Krishna, then one will be friends to everyone, and therefore one doesn't have to be duplicitous. Arjavam, socham arjavam, brahmacharyam, then one can become celibate and non-violent Because if one is engaged in illicit sex or any other sinful activity, then one will become eventually angry, frustrated. When the senses demand and we can't fulfill them, they'll become frustration and anger. Brahmacharya, hence, shariram tapa uchite. So if we don't act, we don't pay obeisances and give respect to the proper persons, and if we don't practice cleanliness, if we don't practice celibacy, if we don't practice nonviolence, then the result is we'll talk all kinds of nonsense and our minds will be disturbed and ultimately we'll become kill poor animals. Simply to take out our ever-growing anger and frustration that we can't enjoy, although we're trying so hard. We can't control, although we're trying so hard. Yeah, we take it out on the poor animals. Because, basically speaking, the sense that's most uncontrolled is the tongue. The most lusty is the tongue, generally. And therefore, when it's increasing and ever-growing lust, then it wants to devour everything it can. Anything it looks at, it wants to devour. So therefore, we can judge places and people according to what they eat. If they eat everything and everything, we can understand that the culture is not very high. That people in general. And if they're eating meat, they're certainly not doing very well. Or killing poor animals. Or nowadays, they want to put an end to killing animals. They want us to eat insects. I don't know if that's such a big advancement, eating cockroaches. Sunday feast, you have a cockroach cake. And you have fried grasshoppers instead of pecoras. But if you get, they make people hungry enough, the grasshopper, fried grasshopper, will look very good. Depends how hungry you are. So that's what they, of course they don't, for themselves they want to eat, probably they're eating people, what to speak of animals. Therefore we should try to honor prasadam and respect the cow and the bull and other living entities by actually, eventually, hopefully we can establish farm projects where we don't rely upon demonic civilization, its industrialization and technology, that we can spread Krishna consciousness, or Krishna consciousness will spread sufficiently, that, or if even if it's not spread sufficiently, we won't be attached to technology and industrialization. We won't think it's, we're depending on it, if we actually establish farm projects and protect the cow and bull. Therefore we can become independent, or they say self-sufficient. Otherwise we become obliged to so many different persons of a demoniac mentality who have complicated everything and continue to complicate everything. And ultimately because they made it so complicated, they want to kill off most of the people because it's unsustainable. So it's not like there's a class of people who are just demonic, they want to kill people. No, there's a class of people who are offering technology and industrialization, and people are mad after it, and destroying the planet, and Mother Bhumi is becoming disturbed, and restricting food grains to some extent. And therefore, the idea of overpopulation is there because they're killing the animals. And they're engaged in sinful activity, and therefore they're relying upon industrialization technology, which is ever more complicated, which draws more and more resources, and therefore becomes unsustainable, because Mother Earth doesn't want to give them. There's ever-increasing demand for them, and there's ever-increasing population, and ever-diminishing resources, supposedly. But actually, there's diminishing of God consciousness, and therefore Mother Earth is restricting. And when people become crazy, they destroy things. And the first thing we want to destroy nowadays is people, useless eaters. And for most people are useless if they don't. They're not God conscious. They're not trying to become God conscious. It's to their favor, to their advantage, to leave the planet as soon as possible. Because then the amount of sinful activities they're performing will be restricted. And therefore the species of life that they enter into won't be as bad as if they keep on staying on the planet and continue to perform sinful activities. So there's a kind of justice in what's going on. Nothing's going on by accident. Krishna is in control. He's in everyone's heart. And he is making arrangements, at least trying, for the benefit of all living entities. And the best thing is to establish the protection of the animals, especially the cow and the bull. And so people's unlimited anxiety and frustration will diminish when life becomes simple again, where they're not running after the objects of the senses, like this is Christmas season, and people are just trying to figure out how to waste their money buying useless things for useless people. And there'll be, I guess, in the stores, there'll be all kinds of things in the stores to buy. People will be, in the name of a religion, on Christmas Day, they'll kill animals and engage in other sinful activities to honor this pure devotee of God. And their whole thing will be get intoxicated and other things. And then give each other presents as if they deserve it. Give them donations so they can perform more sinful activities in the next year. So there's a misdirected civilization. And the main thing is that we distribute prasadam, try to preach Krishna consciousness, utilize our tongue at least to tell people about Krishna. Then some people may be benefited. And ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will turn things around. How he's going to do it, you have to ask him. If he tells you, let me know. I'd be interested to find out myself. But he'll turn things around so that the Veda culture will be revived to one degree or another. People, this industrialization technology will be diminished greatly when people see it's useless. What do you need to find out about what's happening in some foreign country? What can you do about it? Except worry about it. Why all this useless information they're distributing? It's just to keep people in anxieties, to be a sense of dependency, that the boogeyman is going to come and get you. It used to be in America, it used to be the Russians are coming. Now it's the terrorists who are everywhere. Your grandmother may be a terrorist, who knows? Watch out for her. Especially when she smiles at you. That's a sure sign that something's wrong. So this modern civilization is not meant for peaceful living, but we can make it more peaceful in our lives if we stick to Krishna consciousness and try to give it to others too. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Microphone. Nati Kachandra.
All week I've been asking myself with a question. When I disagree groups, all the people are talking about the war in Pakistan.
There's a war in Pakistan? What's that? There's a war in Pakistan?
Yeah, Pakistan, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it? And all people are asking, how can we help this situation? How can I answer this?
Tell them to chant Hare Krishna. So you don't have a war in Slovenia.
Palestine.
Palestine. How can you help? Don't. Well, we can create problems here, and we can make the problems worse if we don't. If we kill animals, especially. Take prasadam is the first thing. Chant Hare Krishna. Take prasadam. And then you have to meet, it may take an explanation how that helps the war in Pakistan. But in any case, what are you going to do about the war in Palestine, then war in Palestine? These things are all kind of, people are getting the results of their karma. So save yourself at least. If you can't save yourself, if you're drowning in the ocean, how are you going to, and you're seeing other people drowning, and you're concerned about them? Prabhupada gives the example of the in India they put cow dung on the walls to dry of their houses so they can use it for food. So finally one cow piece of cow patty gets dried, they throw it into the fire to be used as fuel. But the other cow patty's laughing at his getting burnt. But they don't realize that soon they're going to get dried out too. They're going to be thrown into the fire. So why are you so worried about Palestine? Maybe you worry about for your own personal interests, but solve your own problem first. If you're going to be thrown into the fire pretty soon too, why are you so worried about everyone else? Solve your own, save yourself, then you can teach others how to save themselves too. Anything else? Okay, so what did you understand from this lecture? Who would like to say something what they've understood from the lecture? Or from the verse? Anyone understand anything? Yes, Nitya Seva. Here's a microphone.
The control of the senses and the control of... control of the senses and the control of the tongue, the disorder of the other system, and also the two qualities of
what's that?
I don't know, it's not working, it's going on and on.
No, speaking on in microphone.
No, it went closer and off again.
Closer.
No, it's going on and off.
It's alright, then just keep it there and maybe something will be heard. Just don't play with it so much.
Then the two qualities of a brahmanas, cleanliness and truthfulness. Yeah. But I understood from this version, this is Atya Harapyasatya. And this is from Nectar of Devotion.
Nectar of Instruction.
And that these are the some things are not good for our Krishna consciousness, which is eating more than required, endeavoring more than required. Also, there was a jhana sankastha knowledge.
Pridapa, speaking at.
Speaking unnecessarily, we should have control of the tongue. And then also in this verse, there is also this. Giving up the association of non-devotees, unwanted association. Because this is not good for our Krishna consciousness. These few things destroy our spiritual.
Good. All right. Anyone else? So we can stop here. Kwala Grantharaj Shimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.